Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL, Carson Wentz threw an 18-yard touchdown pass to Boston Scott with 40 seconds remaining, and the Eagles overcame an 11-point deficit in the final 7 minutes to beat the Giants 22-21 last night. In NFL news, Bill Mathis, a versatile running back and an original member of the Jets, has died at age 81. The team gave no cause of death, but said Mathis had long been dealing with several health issues. Mathis played his entire career in New York. He joined the then Titans in 1960 and helped the Jets win the Super Bowl in 1969 before retiring after the following season. He was selected an AFL All-Star in 1961 and 1963. In college football news, the Holiday Bowl has become the fourth bowl to be called off due to the coronavirus pandemic. It would have been the 43rd straight edition of the game and the first year of a 6-year deal to match teams from the Pac-12 and ACC. Also canceled by the pandemic, hockey's 2021 Winter Classic in Minneapolis and All-Star Weekend in Sunrise, Florida, but the NHL still hopes to start the season on or around January 1st. And the Massachusetts Department of Public Health says it is closing all indoor ice rinks and skating facilities for the next 2 weeks after multiple COVID-19 clusters in the state were traced to indoor ice hockey games, practices, and tournaments. In a statement, the department says at least 30 clusters have been identified so far, totaling 108 confirmed cases. Colleges and professional programs are exempt from the closure, which officially takes effect at 5 p.m. today. In NASCAR news, Michael Jordan has selected 23 as the car number for his new NASCAR team in 2021. Jordan and three-time Daytona 500 champion Denny Hamlin are forming 23-11 Racing with Bubba Wallace as the driver. The name stands for 23-11 in honor of Jordan's retired uniform number with the Bulls and Hamlin's car number for Joe Gibbs Racing. Lastly, the World Series saw a record-low audience of television viewers for the second straight night Wednesday. Tampa Bay's 6-4 win over the Dodgers in Game 2 was seen by an average of 8,950,000 viewers on Fox. The low for any game before this year was the only other time the Rays were in the World Series, in Game 3 against Philadelphia in 2008. I'm Jesse King.